the unwavering pastor, leading the church with grace in divisive times, by Jonathan K. Dodson, read by me, the author, Jonathan Dodson. Foreword by Dane Ortland. I needed this book. If you're a fellow weary pastor, you do too. And I didn't know how much I needed it until I read it. Jonathan Dodson has already proven himself to be a wise and steady guide for the church today through his books and his ministry at City Life Church in Austin. We don't need to be told what bizarre and perplexing times we live in. We know that. We need to be given guidance for how to negotiate these times as pastors. That's what Jonathan Dodson's The Unwavering Pastor gives us. What kind of guide do I need and urgently welcome? First, someone who is communing with God and commends that communion to us. To quote Francis Schaeffer, someone who knows the all-determining significance of, quote, reality with God for soul health, an actual moment-by-moment fellowship with the triune God. Sometimes books for ministry leaders have much incisive counsel, but miss the nuclear core of communion with God. I was reminded time and again as I read of the freeing truth that all the obstacles of ministry are navigable if I walk through them with God. Jonathan brings us back repeatedly to this non-negotiable of pastoral health. Second, someone who is biblical. But by biblical, I don't mean someone who feeds Scripture into a family of other equally competing influences. Cultural insights, common sense, personal experience, historical lessons, Barna surveys. I mean someone for whom the Bible is the all-determining treasure chest of truth and wisdom in how to lead fruitfully in these days. Jonathan is this. Third, someone who is honest. Throughout the book, Jonathan reflects on his own ministry experience with a refreshing transparency to which I can immediately relate. That candor builds trust as we read and serves us well. Fourth, someone who is tested. It is obvious in these pages that Jonathan has been tried and found true. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, he has already come. And we can learn from his experiences. Fifth and finally, someone who writes well. Jonathan does. The greatest temptation confronting every pastor right now is not one of resigning, though I know that many are contemplating that route. And if they do, Jesus won't love them any less. The greatest temptation is more subtle. It is to continue collecting a paycheck from the church while shifting our hearts into neutral. It is to carry forward the ministry at the level of activity while quitting ministry in terms of our hearts and longings. This is the fork in the road that the criticism and adversities that Jonathan writes so poignantly about and which we in the pastorate are facing more persistently than ever, presents us with. Jonathan understands this greatest of temptations. He helped me understand it more acutely. And the unwavering pastor helps all of us, through these tumultuous times, fend off that ministry hypocrisy, smiling outside, quitting inside. As it is written by a man who is communing with God, biblical, honest, tested, and articulate. I've only been a pastor for a few years, so I needed this book more than most. And already in that short time, I have been tempted to waver, to withdraw, if not vocationally in resignation, at least emotionally in cynicism. God has kept me thus far, and this book is one means that will help me to keep going, dancing my way cheerfully through the Normandy beach of pastoral ministry. If you read it with an open heart, unhurriedly and reflectively,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?